Church Course, Book 29, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. These words are examples of nouns made into adjectives by adding the suffix al or ial. Listen and repeat.
Number 1. Accident. Accidental. Number 2. Experiment. Experimental. Number 3. Environment. Environmental. Number 4. Manager. Managerial. Number 5. Addition. Additional. Number 6, nation, national. Number 7, segment, segmental. Number 8, practice, practical. Number 9, commerce, commercial. Number 10, dimension, dimensional.
Now turn to Figure 2. Listen and repeat the sentences that contain examples of nouns made into adjectives by the addition of the al or ial suffix.
Number 1, their meeting was by accident. It was an accidental meeting. Number 2. The scientists are conducting experiments in the laboratory. They're working on an experimental drug. Number 3. Oil spills are hazards to the environment. They are environmental hazards. Number 4. The manager made the decision. It was a managerial decision. Number 5. We built an addition to our house. We needed an additional bedroom. Number 6. We're a nation of many cultures. It's part of our national identity. Number 7. The bridge was built in segments. Its segmental design made it easier to construct. Number 8. His ideas are good in theory, but not in practice. His ideas aren't practical. Number 9. This area of town is devoted to commerce. These are all commercial buildings. Number 10. The object has three dimensions, length, height, and depth. It's a three-dimensional object.
Now look at figure 3. Look at the words in the box. The first word in each word pair is a noun. The second is an adjective with an AL or IAL suffix. Listen to a sentence with the noun form. Then complete the sentence using the adjective form. Look at the example. Listen. The president makes his residence at the White House. Repeat. It's not an ordinary residential building. Now let's begin.
Number 1. I didn't intend to be late for class. Number 2. His country lies on the equator. Number 3. His watch shows the time in digits. Number 4. I have a part-time job at night in addition to my regular job during the day. Number 5. I'm telling you this secret in strict confidence. Number 6. The students visit museums from time to time as part of their education. Number 7. Some parents allow their children to run wild. Number 8. My high school English teacher had a lot of influence on my decision to become a teacher. Number 9. Send the package back to its country of origin. Number 10. Tom's occupation allows him to have 3 months vacation in the summer.
Now let's check your answers. Then repeat the sentences.
Number 1 is intentional. Listen, I didn't intend to be late for class. Repeat. My being late was not intentional. Number 2 is equatorial. Listen. His country lies on the equator. Repeat. He's from Equatorial Guinea. Number 3 is digital. Listen. His watch shows the time in digits. Repeat. It's a digital watch. Number 4 is additional. Listen. I have a part-time job at night in addition to my regular job during the day. Repeat. It provides me with additional income. Number 5 is confidential. Listen. I'm telling you this secret in strict confidence. Repeat. It's very confidential information. Number 6 is educational. Listen. The students visit museums from time to time as part of their education. Repeat. These visits are an educational experience. Number 7 is parental. Listen. Some parents allow their children to run wild. Repeat. They have no parental control. Number 8 is influential. Listen. My high school English teacher had a lot of influence on my decision to become a teacher. Repeat. She was a very influential teacher. Number 9 is original. Listen. Send the package back to its country of origin. Repeat. Return it to its original sender. Number 10 is occupational. Listen. Tom's occupation allows him to have 3 months vacation in the summer. Repeat. A long summer vacation is one of his occupational benefits.
Look at figure 4. This is a dictation exercise. Listen to some sentences. The first time you hear the sentences, just listen, don't write.
Number 1. My son is getting promoted next month. Number 2. Our family goes to New York every few years. Number 3. His application was turned down. Number 4. I got a very good score on my quiz. Number 5. Use your umbrella if it starts to rain. Number 6. Do you understand how to operate the computer? Number 7. I wasn't home when the mailman came. Number 8. I won't go out if I haven't finished my work.
Listen again. This time, write the sentences in your book. Listen.
Number 1. My son is getting promoted next month. Number 2. Our family goes to New York. Every few years. Number 3. His application was turned down. Number 4. I got a very good score on my quiz. Number 5. Use your umbrella. If it starts to rain. Number 6. Do you understand? How to operate the computer? Number 7. I wasn't home. When the mailman came. Number 8. I won't go out. If I haven't finished my work.
Now check what you've written while you listen to the sentences again.
Number 1. My son is getting promoted next month. Number 2. Our family goes to New York every few years. Number 3. His application was turned down. Number 4. I got a very good score on my quiz. Number 5. Use your umbrella if it starts to rain. Number 6. Do you understand how to operate the computer? Number 7. I wasn't home when the mailman came. Number 8. I won't go out if I haven't finished my work.
You may turn to the answer page to check your answers when the tape is over. Now look at Figure 5. Read the question, then listen to a dialogue and write the answer to the question. Read the question in Figure 5 now.
Bohannon.
Yes, sir.
There's been a change in plans for this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I want you to take Charlie Company down to Training Area 9 to conduct nuclear, biological, and chemical training at 1300 this afternoon.
Yes, sir. I'll call now so we can get gas masks from the locker at 1300.
Okay. Now, I want the men to be thoroughly briefed after they see the training film, before they're issued the masks. And make sure they're all checked off on AR Form 3276.
I'll take care of it, sir.
Okay.
Write your answer to the question now. What will be issued to the Airmen and Charlie Company at 1300? You should have written gas masks. Go to figure 6. Read the question, then listen to the same dialogue and write the answer to the question. Read the question in figure 6 now.
Bohannon.
Yes, sir.
There's been a change in plans for this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I want you to take Charlie Company down to Training Area 9 to conduct nuclear, biological, and chemical training at 1300 this afternoon.
Yes, sir. I'll call now so we can get gas masks from the locker at 1300.
Okay. Now, I want the men to be thoroughly briefed after they see the training film, before they're issued the masks. Make sure they're all checked off on AR Form 3276.
I'll take care of it, sir.
Okay.
Write your answer to the question now. What will the airmen do before they're briefed? You should have written, they'll see a training film. Remember to check your answers for Figure 4 on the answer page now. This is the end of Tape 2C, Book 29.